You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Texas has been on the nation's front pages for another reason, too, ever since the school shooting at Santa Fe, south of Houston. Now, after an unprecedented 3 days of roundtable discussions with experts, school administrators, and others, all eyes are on Governor Abbott's just-released proposal to curb gun violence at Texas schools. What do school administrators think of his plan? Here to discuss, the superintendents of three Texas school districts, large, mid-sized, and small, joining us first, San Antonio ISD's Pedro Martinez. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, David.
Also joining us from Corpus Christi is Superintendent Roland Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
And we have Superintendent Mark Dominguez from Buena Vista ISD. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask each of you this question. What part of Governor Abbott's plan that you heard yesterday makes the most sense and could most easily be implemented in your districts?
This is Pedro Martinez from San Antonio. We really like the emphasis on mental health. That is an area in our district with over 50,000 students that we struggle. Even though we're part of a large city in San Antonio, there's still just not enough resources to ensure that children that need those services are getting them. And we know that, you know, so many of the tragic shootings that have happened in our nation have had connections to issues of mental health. So that's the area that we're the most interested in and would really be looking forward to partnering with the governor's office to implement.
And this is Roland Hernandez from Corpus Christi ISD. I would agree with Pedro's comments on that. We have picked up a lot of our training on how we can better serve our kids in that area. What I also liked is that several of the areas he touched on, we feel really good of where we are as a district. We have a very strong police force that has a high presence in all of our schools. And the funding piece is always big for us as superintendents. And so to hear that there has been funding that will be made available to schools to help with this, I think is very important, as well as the counselors. The counselors here in CCISD have, over the past 2 years, really beefed up our crisis training for students, and that comes into play with many different areas, not just safety. So in going through his entire plan, we see a lot of things that we've done. The new schools all have safety vestibules, and then we recently, over the last year and a half, have put those same vestibules in every high school that we have. So a lot of good pieces to work off of.
Superintendent Dominguez, what do you think about Buena Vista?
Well, for us, I tend to agree with both Superintendent Hernandez and Martinez, but also the hardening of schools for my small school district, you know, because we are a small rural school district, and sometimes law enforcement is not as huge in my community, but I think there's some things that we can continue to improve on hardening of our campus facilities.
Let me ask you all this question. I think a lot of listeners are thinking this through today. Is this window dressing or is this for real? Does this actually make a difference as you read it?
This is Pedro Martinez. You know, I think it's more than window dressing. I think it's a good beginning. In other words, what I appreciate what the governor is doing is he's putting something in a very timely manner that will create a great conversation as we get into the legislative session. Because, you know, I appreciate many of the things that he's recommending, and what I appreciate, many of them are optional, and I think it has to be. Every district is a little different. I mean, what Buena Vista and Corpus Christi and versus San Antonio, what we all need, can vary significantly just based on the context of where we are. And frankly, just at Corpus Christi, we have a pretty large police force that I feel very good about, that's very well trained. But we always struggle with formal resources. We always struggle to ensure that we have the best technology possible for our schools so that we can have better prevention. And frankly, our counselors, even though they're well trained, you know, they have too many students. The student ratios are very high. So I think this is a great start to the conversation, and I'm looking forward to it in the legislative session.
Others?
Roland Hernandez, Corpus Christi. I would agree with that. I think the governor himself said in his presentation that it's a starting point. So while this is a starting point for a lot of school superintendents, school personnel, legislators, everybody across the state. What it's going to really help is just create more conversation. The study groups were good. Many districts, as Pedro said, are in different points within their district. I do think that a lot of it is good to speak about, but again, if districts are not given the resources funding-wise to make any of this possible, then it really doesn't do us any good. And that's what remains to be seen, as he mentions, taking some of this into the legislative session.
Yeah. Well, Governor Abbott did lay out some details about funding. For now, $70 million from the state, just over $60 million in federal grants. Long-term funding, still a question mark, of course. How much does the issue of cost worry you?
This is Mark Dominguez, Superintendent Buena Vista. The cost is huge for my small school district. To me, as far as the window dressing it leads me to think that hopefully it's not, you know, but the importance of the safety and security of our students is very important, that I don't think that you can put a price tag or dollars amount on the importance of that.
Let me just throw this out there. There are no new statutes that the governor is suggesting that would directly limit who can buy guns. The proposals do try to close some loopholes in laws that already bar some people from purchasing or owning firearms. Courts would report felony convictions, mental health adjudications, and protective orders within 48 hours instead of 30 days. And there is this potential red flag law that would allow judges to temporarily take guns away from people who are deemed dangerous if there is legal due process. But I'm wondering what you make of the lack of specificity when it comes to gun laws.
This is Pedro from San Antonio. You know, I believe that gun laws are always very complicated and they can be very polarizing. So I appreciate the fact that the governor at least is putting some of these issues on the table, because I think it's a very good start. The fact that, you know, he's shortening the windows of, you know, for reporting, that we can identify individuals that could be at risk for our schools in a more timely way. We know just from looking at other events that have happened around the country, there's a lot of silos within state governments and local governments. And many times school districts are the ones that suffer for that. So I appreciate that, you know, he's really trying to attack that directly. Again, I believe in the legislative session, this is going to be a great conversation. And that's where I feel statutes or law changes could be made. And I think it's just great for us to be able to have this very tough conversation.
What about increasing the number of school marshals legally allowed at each campus and maybe streamlining the current 80-hour training course that's required to become a marshal? What do y'all think of that?
This is Roland from Corpus Christi. That would be an area that we're still needing to learn a little bit more about. We don't use marshals currently in the district, and that's mainly because our police department is of significant size. We feel good. If we were going to do anything, we probably would want to expand our police force that are pretty heavy at our middle schools and our high schools. And again, you know, it comes down to every school is in a different situation. Funding is huge, and that's just something that we have to continue to keep at the forefront of all this. You know, we would love to put in a lot of these ideas, but again, you know, schools are struggling as it is. And kind of touching on your last question, it would really help schools if, you know, that didn't fall so much on us to have all these background checks. Those need to happen so much sooner. And in other ways, not where now school personnel is having to go decide who should and shouldn't have guns. It's already tough enough in the day-to-day of our work that now, you know, we're dealing with just people off the streets of who should and who shouldn't. I may need to learn a little bit more in that area if I'm understanding it correctly, but that will be a big burden on school districts now to try to get ahead of that with community folks and deciding who should and shouldn't have or possess arms.
That is the voice of Superintendent Roland Hernandez of Corpus Christi ISD. We've also been speaking with Superintendent Pedro Martinez of San Antonio ISD and Superintendent Mark Dominguez of Buena Vista ISD. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.